Chapter 1. Pancakes to Picnics. As the morning sun beamed over Central Park, it cast a warm glow on the winding paths. Layla, a spirited young girl, bounded ahead with Max, her playful puppy, ready for another adventure-filled Saturday with her parents. Max, a golden retriever spaniel mix, walked with joyful purpose, his nose twitching at every enticing scent. Layla glanced from side to side, catching sight of a dragonfly swooping by before it zipped away. She paused now and then to pick up a leaf or peer into the bushes, searching for little creatures, her fingers brushing over the rough bark of a nearby tree. Her mind buzzed with curiosity, imagining the hidden wonders the day might reveal. Layla isn't your typical 10-year-old. With boundless energy and a hands-on attitude, she embraces every challenge that comes her way. Her shoulder-length wavy hair often catches leaves or twigs from her latest outing, and her light brown eyes, the colour of golden amber, reflect her eagerness to explore the world. Layla is known for her quick thinking, fearlessness and playful sense of humour. She is equally comfortable scaling trees or riding her skateboard with friends as she is crafting intricate origami figures or losing herself in a good book on a shaded park bench. Today, similar to many summer Saturdays, she's thrilled to hear what her parents have in store, her mind buzzing with excitement. Max, Layla's small but confident companion, trotted a few steps ahead. Though only 28 pounds, he carried himself with quiet confidence, holding his ground whenever larger dogs approached. His light brown eyes, like Layla's, warm with playfulness, often glanced back to make sure she was still close. His fluffy paws moved lightly across the path, his plume-like tail rising high whenever something caught his attention. He darted after squirrels with bursts of speed, weaving between trees and leaping over roots, though, to his frustration, he never managed to catch one. As a park garbage truck rumbled by, his ears shot up, and he let out a low, cautious bark, ever the loyal protector. The rumble faded into the distance, leaving behind the softer sounds of the park, rustling leaves, chirping birds, and the faint scuffle of movement nearby. Beneath a picnic table, a family of raccoons rummaged noisily through an abandoned snack bag. Max froze, tilting his head in curiosity. He wasn't sure if they were cats or dogs. One of the smaller raccoons stared back, its beady eyes locking with Max's before it scurried into the nearby bushes. But what truly caught his attention was the mere mention of the word, snack. At the sound of it, his ears snapped forward and his eyes gleamed with sudden focus. For at that moment, Max froze, his tongue darting out to skim his whiskers in a quick, eager motion, as if tasting the air itself. Every muscle in his small frame tensed, perfectly attuned to the delicious possibility, ready to spring into action at the first sign of a treat. Earlier that morning, Layla's family gathered around the dining table for breakfast. The smell of sizzling bacon and pancakes filled the air, mingling with the comforting aroma of freshly brewed coffee, something Layla's father, Russell, always looked forward to at the start of his day. As he flipped another golden pancake from the pan, he slid it onto her plate with a playful wink. "Just the way you like 'em," he said with an easy smile. Dagny, Layla's older sister, sat across the table, carefully cutting her pancakes into neat little slices. Tall and slender, Dagny carried herself with the grace of a dancer, her dedication to ballet clear in every step she took. She often wore her dark hair in a perfect bun, a reflection of her artistic discipline. At 15, she was serious and focused, with dreams of becoming a prima ballerina for the American Ballet Theatre Company, or possibly a biologist. Dagny knew her future was full of opportunities. To explore her academic interests, she took a summer science class for extra credit, driven by her curiosity about the natural world. With an important dance recital just weeks away, she practiced diligently almost every day, even on Saturdays. She managed her time efficiently, balancing her studies, dance rehearsals, and the many other activities that came with being a busy teenager. Layla admired Dagny's dedication to ballet, even if she sometimes found it a little silly. Despite Dagny's intense focus and the admiration she received from their parents, she still teased like any older sister would. Though Layla sometimes felt overshadowed by Dagny's grace and achievements, she couldn't help but admire her sister, and Dagny's warm smile always reminded her of the special bond they shared. "This is going to be the best day ever," Layla declared, practically bouncing in her chair. Max barked, as if in agreement. Dagny smirked. "What's so special about today?" Layla, too excited to catch Dagny's gentle sarcasm, replied, "It's Saturday. Me and Max get to go to Central Park with Mom and Dad. We're going to that playground with the sprinklers. You know the one by the Great Lawn?"
"I sure do," Dagny replied. "We've been there a million times."
"Just make sure you don't get too soaked," Layla giggled. "I won't, but you know Max will. He loves running through the water." Their mother, Ruby, laughed as she turned to Layla. "You and Max always make our time in the park so much fun. I'd better grab an extra towel to dry you both off." Dagny leaned over and ruffled Layla's hair. "Just stay out of trouble today, okay? I don't want to have to rescue you from a tree or something." Layla grinned and replied, "Don't worry, Dagny, Max will keep me safe, right, Max?" Max wagged his tail as if to say, "Absolutely." The family chatted and laughed, setting the perfect tone for the day ahead. "Maybe we'll find something new today," Layla said, wiping maple syrup from her chin. "Central Park is so big, there's always something cool happening." Layla's mum couldn't hold back her excitement any longer and broke into a mischievous grin. "We've got some special plans today," she said with enthusiasm. "You already know we're heading to the Diana Ross playground, but after that we're catching a puppet show at the Marionette Theatre. And once we've had our fill of fun, we'll finish up with a picnic at Sheep Meadow." Layla's face lit up with surprise and joy.
"A picnic too? That's awesome!"
Her mum nodded and said, "I'll pack a lunch and a bunch of snacks, so it's going to be a fun-filled afternoon."
"Okay, gang," Layla's dad said, clapping his hands together. "Let's finish up breakfast and get ready to head out. We've got an action-packed day planned, and we don't want to miss a minute of it."
As everyone rose from the dining table, Dagny's dad turned to her. "Are you meeting your friends after ballet class today?" Dagny nodded, confirming her plans. Her dad continued, "We'll be home late this afternoon, so dinner will be ready around 6 o'clock. Make sure you're back before then, and please, keep your phone on in case we need to reach you." Dagny agreed, grateful for the heads up regarding the evening plans. Once breakfast was done, the family tidied up and prepared for their day's outing. Layla's mum packed a colourful tote bag with sandwiches, potato chips, carrot sticks, a thermos of lemonade and other picnic essentials. Meanwhile, Layla got Max ready with his collar, leash and soft flying disc, his favourite toy. She also packed a small container with his preferred dog treats into her well-worn over-the-shoulder brown leather bag. The bag, a cherished gift from her grandma Paulette, had accompanied her grandmother on countless adventures around the world. She had journeyed through the ancient temples of Thailand, the majestic pyramids of Egypt, and the untamed savannas of Kenya, each destination filling her with awe and wonder. Though the bag now showed its age, with fraying leather straps and added stitches to keep it intact, it came from a time when things were made with quality materials and craftsmanship meant to last, a value Grandma Paulette believed in. For Layla, the bag wasn't just a convenient carry-all. It held the spirit of her grandmother's bold curiosity. Every time she slung it over her shoulder, it was a reminder of Grandma Paulette's travels and the stories she loved to tell. It had become a part of Layla's signature look, always within reach to carry the essentials for whatever the day might bring. With everything prepared, the family stepped out of their brownstone apartment near Columbia University and headed east towards Central Park. The Upper West Side of Manhattan buzzed with the vibrant energy of a summer weekend. Neighbors lounged on their stoops, exchanging gossip and laughter, while children filled the sidewalks with the sounds of hopscotch and tag, their chalk-drawn games sprawling across the concrete. Vendors lined the streets, setting up temporary stands and calling out to passers-by as they arranged their goods. The busy sounds of the neighborhood surrounded them, making it a lively start to the day.
Good morning, Mrs. Garcia, Layla called out, waving to their friendly neighbour who was tending the flower boxes from her first floor window in the large red brick apartment building that was next to theirs. Mrs. Garcia looked up and smiled. Good morning, Layla. Good morning, Max. Off to another adventure, I see. Oh, yes, we're headed to Central Park, Layla said proudly, tugging her dad's hand as she pulled him forward. Have a wonderful day. Don't forget to tell me all about it when you get back, Mrs. Garcia said, waving cheerfully. As they continued down the busy street, the jazzy tunes of musicians setting up for a local community fair filled the air, while the delicious smell of freshly baked bread from a nearby bakery drifted over, catching the attention of anyone passing by. Look, Dad, isn't that Mrs. Ahmed? Layla pointed excitedly as they crossed the street to the next corner. Mrs. Ahmed, a stout woman with a sun-worn kind face, greeted them with a friendly wave from behind her sidewalk stand, filled with a large variety of fruits and vegetables. Dressed in a traditional colourful Bangladeshi outfit, adorned with intricate patterns, the woman appeared to Layla as if she had stepped out of a fairy tale. Good morning to my favourite family, she said with a gentle accent. Would you like to sample a fresh strawberry? They're delicious. Thanks, Mrs. Ahmed, Layla's mum replied, her tone full of appreciation. I'm sure they're as wonderful as always. We're heading to Central Park for a picnic, and they'd be the perfect addition. Fresh strawberries are a favourite of ours. Of course, my dear, Mrs. Ahmed said, offering a small carton of bright red juicy berries. Layla's mum then handed her a few bills from her purse. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, Mrs. Ahmed added with a cheerful nod. Layla held the carton up to her nose and inhaled, her eyes closing in delight. Mmm, they smell so good, like they were just picked from the bush, she exclaimed, savouring the sweet scent that filled the air. I love our neighbourhood, Layla then said, glancing around as they headed to the park. There's always so much going on here. Her dad agreed with a warm smile. It's a pretty cool neighbourhood you live in, kiddo, he said, using the affectionate nickname he reserved only for her. There are always friendly faces around. Layla nodded thoughtfully. Yeah, Dad, it feels like everyone's looking out for us. He smiled and ruffled her hair. Exactly. It means we care for one another. As their journey unfolded, the noise of the city gradually faded, and the familiar outlines of Central Park emerged from the surrounding tall buildings. The trees, rising higher with each step, seemed to beckon them closer. Max trotted at their side, and Layla took her mum's hand. Soon they reached the grand stone entrance to the park at 106th Street. There, a sign carved into the reddish-brown sandstone read, Stranger's Gate, guiding the family toward the steep staircase before them. Layla tilted her head, eyeing the sign. Why does the sign say Stranger's Gate? I never noticed that before. That sounds weird. Layla's mum smiled, her eyes lingering on the carved letters. It does sound a bit mysterious, doesn't it? But unique names such as Hunter's Gate and Artist's Gate mark all the park's entrances. This one most probably means even strangers are welcome. Layla considered that for a moment, then glanced at her mum. Huh, I guess it's kind of cool, but also a little spooky. Her mum chuckled softly. Well, maybe it's a little of both. That's what makes it interesting. Layla grinned, squeezing her mum's hand. That's a nice way to think about it, strangers being welcomed. What they didn't realise was that Stranger's Gate marked the start of the day, unlike any other. With Max leading the way, they climbed the many stone steps that curved sharply to the right. At the top, lush greenery and towering trees greeted them, the cool shade offering a welcome reprieve. The winding paths of the great hill section of the park beckoned, whispering of secrets waiting to be uncovered.